You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Thursday, the third day, May 28th, 2020. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, practicing social distancing, and ready for the weekend. Surprisingly quick week one, where we have been joined every single day by the one and only, my best friend himself, Papa Ocho. What is up, my dude?
Enjoying another day. It was a great Wednesday today.
We had a great Wednesday, that's right. Played some golf, had some food, just kind of enjoying the time. You know, and everybody you talk to, everybody kind of is trying to roll with the times, and obviously, we hope everybody listening is doing the same. I know some people are back at work or been working remotely. Whatever the case, we hope all is well with you. Dude, May is almost over. I know time has stood still, but that is just insane to me.
Yeah, I know. It's, almost the beginning of summer. I mean, some people would say we're already in the thick of it based on the temperature, but yeah. I mean, you know, you get into June and then hurricane season and, you know, it just has gotten really hot. And so, yeah, I mean, the year's going by fast.
It is, you know, it's strange how sometimes some seasons of, you know, the year fly by faster than others. Sometimes like a winter goes by really fast. I do kind of feel like we're going to get to the fall and just going to kind of be like, dude, the last fall just ended. You know, because in a way, I kind of feel like, I mean, it's hot, you know, where we live, and, you know, South Texas is hot all the time. But I still kind of feel like, you know, like hoodie season just ended in some ways.
Yeah. And, you know, with respect to the sports world, I mean, it's like we're going to go from the Super Bowl to, you know, the start of the next NFL season. Who knows if we're going to get anything, you know, to continue with basketball and or baseball.
Right.
So
or soccer.
We might go, you know, football to football.
That's certainly, you know, possible. And again, you know, there's a lot of unknowns. It's hard to speculate and it's hard to, you know, anticipate anything. And Mike McCarthy did his best, I thought, to address, you know, the uncertainty of the future. McCarthy met with local reporters on Wednesday. We found out he's been in Green Bay this whole time. So, you know, Zoom and Skype and everything, they can, you know, they can connect people from all over the world. I don't know how often the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys has ever worked out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, but I bet it's a great feeling for Mike McCarthy to go there. I mean, you know, probably last year he didn't want to, you know, make too much of an entrance there, but I'm sure he walks with a different strut now when he gets goes to Green Bay.
He goes to, like, pick up food or whatever, like one of the drive-thrus.
And goes to Brett Favre's restaurant.
Yeah, wears, like, his Cowboys. He goes in, like, you know, called it to-go order for Mike McCarthy. Yeah.
Head coach.
Yeah, head coach. By the way, did you guys hear the Green Bay Packers drafted Jordan Love in the first round? Yeah. It's really awkward. Good luck. But McCarthy, you know, today we're just going to kind of talk about his comments. A lot of people had been asking what's going to happen with training camp, and there are questions about literally everything in our world. Obviously, the Cowboys, you know, were scheduled to head out to Oxnard, California. That could very well still happen. Obviously, the state of California has been impacted very differently by the COVID-19 pandemic than other states, certainly differently than Texas. And, you know, the Cowboys operate daily out of their world headquarters at the Star in Frisco. And my own personal estimation has been, and nobody's told me anything, this is just what I think makes sense, is the Cowboys do have a world headquarters. They have, you know, the Ford Center, they have the Omni, they have all of their medical, you know, facilities and everything at the Star. It is an operation. You know, Kelsey Charles, who's on Girls Talking Boys, when she was on the Ode Show for the first time, she talked about that because she used to be in charge of all that stuff. And it is, I mean, they send all of their equipment and, you know, all of their staff and all sorts of stuff. And so, I can see them staying in Frisco being the most logical thing. Mike McCarthy did say they have an Oxnard plan and a Frisco plan. And ultimately, I think that's the most important thing, that, you know, that they have plans for different contingencies. And, you know, given that this is a dude who has had the last year to plan a lot of things, it's not surprising to me that he would do that with this.
No, for real. And, I mean, I'm sure the city of Oxnard is hoping
You know, it's a small town, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
depends on that business.
I'm sure they factor that into their budgets and what have you. But, you know, if you want to err on the side of abundance of caution, then, yeah, I think, you know, the plan should be or could be, you know, and I'm glad it's included, to stay in Frisco because, you know, there's a lot of people don't have to travel. There's a lot of things that don't have to move. A lot more stability, you know, so just – you know, from that perspective, from the COVID-19 perspective, I think that makes the most sense. I mean, you know, we're still a month and a half away, maybe 2 months. So time to make a decision
is
still
camp,
on the
mean.
Favorable side. Yeah, from training camp.
From at least normal scheduled training camp.
Right, yeah, but, you know, I said month and a half because they probably have to get equipment up there a couple
of
weeks
before
that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, I think it's fair that they have a plan A and a plan B.
So something else that Mike McCarthy talked about, shocker here, was about Dak Prescott. And we had Jane Slater from NFL Network and the Boys and Girl podcast on the 750 this week. That is a great episode. Jane stopped and gave Tony and I about 40 minutes. I think you'll really enjoy it if you have not heard it yet. Make sure you do subscribe to the blog and the Boys podcast feed. We're available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple devices, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Just go back in your feed and you can listen to that. If you already subscribed, give us a rating, write a review. Those things really help. But anyway, Jane talked about this, but back leading up to the NFL draft, the Cowboys had their kind of State of the Union press conference, which is always very interesting. And at the time, they had begun virtual meetings. And, of course, Mike McCarthy was asked if Dak Prescott was present. And he, you know, kind of danced around it. But, it you know, and I don't mean to go down this, you know, tangent. It was a very different dancing than Jason Garrett used to do. It was a stern dancing. It was, yeah, you know, we're not going to talk about that. And to Jane's credit, and she talked about this, was, you know, she was like, okay, but we're just trying to be clear here, was he there or not? And Mike McCarthy said, you know, whether he was or wasn't, you know, we're not going to get into that right now. We're here to talk about the NFL draft, which I thought was really cool that Mike McCarthy kind of commands that energy. But again, we could do a whole different discussion on that. My point is that, and Jane said this when we talked to her, that it's really cool that he has kind of had Dak's back, because if Dak was not a part of it, that's a hypothetical, you know, and Mike McCarthy said that, then he's outing Dak. And, you know, then everyone's, you know, Dak, you're missing all the meetings, whatever, blah, blah. And so he's not quite falling on the sword for Dak, but he has been, you know, at the ready for Dak. And on Wednesday, he noted that there has been communication with Dak this offseason, but that this is a business situation. And I think that's the best approach that Mike McCarthy can have.
I think that's the best approach. I think it is somewhat of a mirror of Bill Belichick. I mean, you know, Belichick will say, you know, I'm not going to answer that or whatever. And so I think that's fair. I think the reporters will find that fair. And, you know, I think McCarthy does command the room in a way that he can do that and get away with it. And nobody feels, you know, rubbed the wrong way or anything. It just, that's not what he's there for on that particular day.
You have, you know, we talked the other day about what ifs. You've, and a lot of this is, again, just timing of life and stuff. Jimmy's been your guy, right? Like, that's your, I mean, Tom Landry's everybody's guy, but, you know, you had a special love for Jimmy Johnson, certainly. And I don't want to equate, you know, Mike McCarthy to Jimmy, but that's some, you know, not everybody can walk that way. You know what I mean? Especially as the head coach of the Cowboys. You compared it to Bill Belichick. It kind of, to me, feels like, you know, like a guy who's – and to be fair, you know, and Bill Parcells fits this mold, but he's a different guy. Mike McCarthy's the only guy outside of Bill Parcells that has been the head coach of the Cowboys since Jimmy that can walk and talk like he's accomplished everything you can in the NFL before.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's got the ring. He's got the credentials. You know, he's got the resume. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he's a guy that can walk the walk because he has, you know, already done a lot of things. So, you know, I don't have a problem with him being that way. I'd rather, you know, have someone that's a straight shooter. And I think that's what, you know, Jimmy certainly was.
Right.
And you know, we as a fans and the players as players, everyone always knew where they stood with him and,
right.
you know, what his approach was going to be. And, you know, whatever next steps he had in mind that he was willing to share, you know, you almost embellished him because, you know, he's opening up to you and giving you something. But, you know, he also didn't hide anything. I mean, you know, like when he had to do something, you know, make a decision and a disciplinary one or anything like that. I mean, you know, he was upfront about it as well. So, you know, I don't mind that. I embrace that.
It is, it's at the very least, it's different. And so it's interesting from that perspective. You know, and I think when you're a coach like that, a lot of guys ride for you. And we've seen how close Mike McCarthy seemingly is with Aldon Smith. Obviously, he has had Alden's back since before he was even the head coach of the Cowboys. He was asked about Aldon on Wednesday when he, you know, had this big session. He talked about how happy he is for Aldon, and he said he's bigger and stronger than he was ever in San Francisco. Do you buy that, or do you think that's just what you say? You know, this, you know, in conversations like this.
Well, I think there's a little of both there. I believe that, you know, he's going to say something that, you know, does, I would say, highlight the positives of Aldon. And I think Aldon has probably worked very hard for
sure.
this chance. So I don't have any way to discredit what he's saying there. I think it's believable. I think it's, you know, certainly realistic. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I like that he said that. And, you know, it's better than hearing someone say, you know, well, we're going to take it day by day. So that's kind of what I'm alluding to.
Who could possibly say that?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what I'm alluding to. You know, you want to, you know, even if it's a little bit, but he gives you something rather than say, well, you know, I mean, we're going to take it day by day.
Yeah, he's a good football player, you know. Yeah,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
That's a good point. The last thing here, and before we get into it, I tweeted this out and we posted on the Blog and the Boys Instagram. Jordan Dalton, who is Andy Dalton's wife, she posted a photo on her Instagram of Andy doing Pilates. And her caption was, "Real men do Pilates." I've never done Pilates. I don't think you ever have either, right?
No.
I know that Jimmy Walker, who we're both big fans of Jimmy Walker, has dabbled in that before. There's, I think, a lot of benefits certainly to any, you know, exercise in general.
Sure.
But, you know, good for Andy Dalton. I mean, it was kind of cool, you know. Get it done, I guess. I continue to be amazed. Ari Temkin, who's a great friend and who's on broadcast, and the boys will hear a new episode with him and Roy White later today. He did an AMA on Reddit, on the Cowboys subreddit, and he was asked something to the effect of, you know, why would we pay Dak when, you know, to go 8-8 when we can go 8-8 with Andy Dalton or Ben DiNucci? And it's one thing to believe, however incorrectly, that Andy Dalton is equivalent to Dak Prescott, but to like throw out the idea that Ben DiNucci is, that's just like next level, you know what I mean? But on the subject of Andy Dalton, obviously, you know, that is a big signing for the Cowboys in some respects. Mike McCarthy was asked about him. He said that Andy Dalton's been part of the quarterback group, and he said that Andy asks very good questions. What do you think Andy asks questions about?
Well, I think Andy probably has some questions about, you know, how to read defenses and you know, how to set up on a certain, you know, 3rd and 9, for example.
Right.
You know, what are your options on 3rd and 9, depending on what part of the field you're on? So, yeah, I mean, I would say that he's probably asking something mechanical about the game. You know, like, you know, 3rd and 9, bottom of or
bottom. He's asking about bottom of the whatever.
Yeah, no,
the
last part of the third quarter. You know, we're on your own 20. You know, what's your game plan for that?
Right.
So Things like that is what I imagine he might be asking, and I think they'd be relevant questions, yeah.
Do you think that that Kellen Moore is a fan of Andy Dalton, right? Like, I mean, if there is all this genius, you know, line of questioning going on, Kellen Moore's a genius. Like, that's going to be some cool conversations, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, I think Kellen's a genius. I think, you know, he's a part of it. I would think that he would, you know, also be receptive to Andy asking a lot of questions because, I mean, you want to prepare the guy, you know, as if he has to come in at a moment's notice. So, you know, sure, he should be involved in those conversations.
Well, the week is kind of closing down. There's no real headline. This hasn't been a week with big news, but, you know, Mike McCarthy spoke, and that is certainly substantial. So glad we got, we got some stuff to chew on. By the way, I broke all of this down in an article at blogontheboys.com. If you just want to read about Mike McCarthy's comments, you can over there. Again, we will have a new episode of Broadcasting the Boys available for you later today in the podcast feed. And, June's coming, and hopefully we have some answers in terms of, you know, official things, but obviously we all need to have some patience as, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in our world right now. So that about does it for Thursday's episode. Do me a huge favor. Do us a huge favor. Have the absolute best Thursday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you manana, my friends. As always,
go Cowboys!
And peace out.